Good morning, beloved. Psalm 78, verses 50 to 55.
He made a path for his anger. He did not spare them from death, but gave their lives over to the plague. He struck down every firstborn in Egypt, the firstfruits of their strength in the tents of Ham. Then he led out his people like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them in safety, so they were not afraid. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to his holy land, to the mountain which his right hand had won. He drove out nations before them. He appointed them for a possession and settled the tribes of Israel in their tents.
Hallelujah. So we can just see this type, this shadow here that the Lord has said it's been, it will happen, and it's all been retold for our benefit, on whom the end of the ages has come. So we write on the end of time now, and all these things are very significant because God hasn't changed. And just as we saw here, there was a path to destruction, and it was a broad path. It's anything outside of Christ, Antichrist, and then there's a narrow path that God blesses. And those on the path of righteousness, God protected. He led them into mighty miracles through the sea. He provided for them in every way. He led them to what he knows is right, and moved the enemy, moved those people that were Antichrist outside of the boundaries he had set. He put them out, and he put his people in there. So he's got a plan, and he had a plan there. Take them out, prepare them, get them to know him in the desert so as to go into the promised land. And this is the same God that we serve. Amen. There's a narrow way, and that way is through Jesus, no other name but in heaven and earth by which you are saved. And then to stay saved, the righteous live by faith. And faith is a gift of the Spirit. So they have the Spirit, they are obedient to the Spirit, and they are led by the Spirit. And so we are in these times now where everything is shaking. But that which is built on the rock, you hears my word and does it, is like a wise man. The floods will come, the testings will come, but the house will stand. So we again encouraged, what way are we on? The broad way, man pleaser, looking for the hand clap of man, measuring yourself by man, or are you a God pleaser? You have come through Jesus, the narrow gate, and you on the broad way of righteousness. But it's a broad way because it's beautiful and it's wonderful, and it's all the spiritual blessings that God destined for us. But it's also narrow because it's in obedience. You don't move ahead and you don't move behind. You stay with the Lord, and you let him light your fires so that you don't lie down in terror. But when he lights the fires, he authorizes your faith. He perfects your faith even when you've been testing, and he comes through and he brings about that which is in his heart, because that which is in his heart is faith. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.